everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3000 for more information, or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Sharp losses have flooded through the live cattle and feeder cattle trade here on Wednesday. The inability to maintain recent support has sparked some technical reversal and quickly attracted active liquidation. July corn futures, about 2.25 cents lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 7 points lower. NASDAQ up 3 points. Over in live cattle, triple-digit losses have moved quickly into the complex. The focus on moving June futures, though below initial support levels, has sparked some follow-through technical pressure in all nearby contracts. We could see some increased market weakness throughout the week, although at this point traders may not move prices much lower than $2 per hundredweight. Cash cattle trades still undeveloped today, with a few bids developing. Offers were seen at $123 to $125 live and $205 dressed. This is well below asking prices of $130 live and $212 dressed. Box beef cutouts today were lower, down 14 cents in select and down 40 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 93 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, aggressive market pressure quickly moving throughout the complex. Feeder cattle trade has led the complex lower, with losses of $2 to $2.50 per hundredweight seen through most of the day. May and August futures both remain at $2.37 per hundredweight lower, with a continued softness quickly moving through initial support levels and pulling back from April gains. Little fundamental changes have developed, allowing technical shifts to lead the complex lower. Meanwhile, today, grains were lower, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower, and fresh little news being scored as fund selling returned this morning after initially positive trade. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents lower, with overnight profit taking, giving way to fresh selling again. Meal and oil was narrowly mixed. Finally, in wheat, trade was 5 to 9 cents lower, with Kansas City the weak leg this morning, with fund selling returning late in the overnight session and carrying over into the day session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.